So most of us have heard of the circadian cycle or the circadian rhythm that we have. And the term circadian comes from the Latin word circa, which means around, and diem, which means day. So basically, when we say the circadian cycle, we're describing the solar cycle of one day. Now, this cycle does regulate important processes in our body like digestion, sleep, and our body temperature. And this 24-hour clock works hand in hand with hormones like melatonin, cortisol, and serotonin. So we basically cycle through deep sleep, waking up, alertness, blood pressure changes, body temperature going up and down, all in conjunction with the hormones along with the 24-hour cycle. Also, in traditional Chinese medicine, your organs also have peak cycles throughout the 24 hours of the day, and they look at them specifically to help optimize your health. Circadian cycles are incredibly important for your health, and any misalignment can actually increase your risk of diabetes, obesity, cancer, mental illness, and more. But we do live in this very much hustle culture, and we've really stepped away from the circadian cycle. Think about it. Oftentimes, once it gets dark, we're watching TV, we're still on our computers and phones, we're working through odd hours of the night. And so now we've actually have been put in a position where we're learning how to biohack our own systems and prevent or even reverse damage. So think about those blue light glasses that have been invented that everyone's been wearing. We're actually wearing those to prevent that blue light from affecting our pineal gland from producing melatonin. When we do that too often, that can actually disrupt fertility and ovulation in women. And so it's really important to actually be in tune with the circadian cycle as well as your infradian cycle. An infradian cycle is a cycle that's longer than a day, and specifically here we're using it in terms of our menstrual cycle. And then we also have the ultradian cycle. And this cycle is one that's shorter than a 24-hour cycle and includes things like our REM sleep cycles that are usually only about 45 minutes long. So we do have the ultradian cycle for anything that's less than 24 hours. And last but not least, we also have the lunar cycle. And the fact that our bodies are 80% water, and women oftentimes observe a correlation between their menstrual cycle and the lunar cycle, may mean that there's actually more of a connection out there than research currently provides. So I truly believe that in order to live with the most well-being and success, we need to learn to leverage all of these cycles and inner timings that we have. And in this month's work, we're really going to learn how to work with our infradian cycle.